Update of the avalanche report for Monday, the 17th of February 2025. Avalanches can in isolated cases be released in the old snow pack. Fresh wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above 2,400 m moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,400 m, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 m, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to east. Weak layers in the old snow pack can be released in isolated cases by winter sport participants, in particular in little used terrain. Such avalanche prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,400 m. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snow pack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. The avalanche prone locations are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. In the regions exposed to heavier precipitation, the avalanche-prone locations are more prevalent. Avalanches can reach medium size. As a consequence of a moderate to strong wind from northwesterly directions, clearly visible wind slabs form since Sunday in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Caution is to be exercised in particular adjacent to ridgelines on very steep north and east-facing slopes. They are mostly only small but can in some cases be released easily. The prevalence of avalanche-prone locations and likelihood of triggering will increase with altitude. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised in particular in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. In the last few days the wind was moderate to strong in the vicinity of peaks. Adjacent to ridgelines on north and east-facing slopes, mostly small wind slabs formed. These are lying on soft layers. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north and east-facing slopes. These can be released in isolated cases. Released avalanches and stability tests have confirmed this situation. Isolated medium-sized slab avalanches have been released by people in particular in the regions exposed to heavier precipitation. The solar radiation will give rise as the day progresses to moistening of the snowpack on steep sunny slopes. At elevated altitudes, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1. Deep persistent weak layer, DP.6. Cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 18th of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.